intro.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jaron Moore here on Monday, the 14th of June. This is Firearms Monday. The prepper tip today: store up food, fuel, water, ammunition, and medications. You'll be very glad you did. They may become, they will become a lot more expensive and might be difficult to get. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. You want to call Sam and sign up for a class, give him a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Let's see, Sam. Our next caller looks like is Ty in Texas. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, gentlemen. Sam, may I ask a couple reloading questions of you, sir?
Sure, go ahead.
Is it possible to take Lapua 6mm brass and resize that to fit 6.5 Creedmoor? So Lapua Creedmoor 6mm, can we resize that to 6.5 Creedmoor?
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
You get what's called an expander mandrel, okay? And then you bump the shoulder to the proper headspace, and it's good to go. And you can do that all, I think, in one move in a single stage press.
Excellent.
So you know that.
Oh, go ahead.
You know, on a 6mm Creedmoor brass, you know that the inside diameter of the brass is 243, same as 6mm, right? So it's going to be it's going to be about 2 to 2.5 thousand smaller than that, so it'll hold a 243 or a 6mm bullet. So the inside diameter of the brass should be about 0.241, okay? And all you do is you run a mandrel in it. A 6.5 is 264. So all you do is run a 262 mandrel in the brass, and you're good to go.
Wonderful. Okay, that's an excellent answer. Thank you, sir. On primers, Sam, do you have a – they're hard to find, so kind of we're taking what we can get, but do you have a specific manufacturer that you prefer?
Absolutely.
PCI or Federal?
Yeah, the Federal 210 primers for the large rifle and the Federal 205s for the small rifle primers. And by the way, I've been to their facility and watched them make primers. Do not spend the extra money for match primers unless that's the only thing that's available to you, right? So when they make primers, they divert a small number of them to a conveyor belt, and this conveyor belt runs under this giant magnifying glass. And when I was there, there was a woman looking through the magnifying glass as these primers ran by her kind of in slow motion on a conveyor belt. And she was just leaned over looking through this this big magnifying glass. And by big, I mean bigger than an 8.5 by 11 notebook, right? I mean, it's pretty good size rectangular magnifying lens. And as these primers ran underneath there, she was inspecting them to see if the anvil was in place. And I asked the guy that was giving me the tour, what's that all about? And, oh, those are the match grade primers. We inspect them for anvils. And I said, that's the only, they come off the same line as the regular primers? She said, yeah, we just inspect them and make sure the anvil's in place. That's what you're paying for when you buy a match grade primer from Federal, right?
Okay. Well, that's a good tip.
We've done a lot of accuracy tests with primers, and to Federal's credit, they seem to have the Bressant's right. We get the most accurate, smallest groups, oftentimes under an eighth of an MOA with the Federal primers, the 210s for large and 205 for the small primers.
Excellent. Thank you. On these long-range precision rifles, Sam, what bipod is working? What's the go-to, in your opinion, for that piece of equipment?
Okay. So when you come to the long-range class, you need a bipod. I personally, from a cost capability standpoint, I like the Harris bipod, the 9 to 13 inch model with the swivel. I don't like the notched legs because they don't give you fine enough adjustment. I like the legs that come out and they have a knob to create friction, so you can set the leg exactly where you want it on each side based on the terrain. And then it has a swivel in it so you can remove any cant in the rifle or the crosshairs and level your crosshairs and be really accurate. One of the things we teach, even in our close quarters tactical class, not even long range, is when you cant the rifle to the right or the left, the bullet moves to the right and low. And that's based on the bore sightline relationship. And so when you're in the side prone position shooting from behind a vehicle on the ground and your rifle's canted to the right, you have to know how much that bullet's going to hit to the right and hit low. And so we love, for precision shooting, the bipods with the swivels that allow you to level the crosshair and not have large horizontal deviation in your shot or dispersion in your shot.
Excellent. Thank you. Last question, sir. I know that you've recommended in the past for the .223 cartridge self-defense, the 53 grain VMAX.
Yep.
If we're having trouble finding that, does Logic send us just to the next grain higher, or do you have a secondary option if we can't find the 53 grain?
So if you can't find the 53 grain VMAX, I would go to the 52 grain AMAX. That would be my second choice.
Okay.
And my third choice would be a 50 grain VMAX.
50 grain.
And that's based on ballistic testing in gelatin, in calibrated ballistic gelatin. We're looking for a particular expansion fragmentation profile to send the biggest shockwave through the threat. And so I would say the 53 grain VMAX is first, the 52 grain AMAX would be second, and the 50 grain VMAX would rank third in that group.
Wonderful. Then I thought of one more thing here, Sam. When we're looking at the 6.5 Creedmoor, and we have one that's the large rifle primer sitting next to the small rifle primer, when and where are we going to make a decision to use large versus small?
Okay, so there's this long-standing argument that a small rifle primer in the same size case, a mid-size case, like a Creedmoor 308, is going to be more accurate than a large rifle primer. Okay, here's the problem with that. I think that's BS. Okay, because I built sub-eighth of minute rifles with large rifle primers and worked up loads for them and tested them before I give them to the customer for 30 years. I don't see anybody with small rifle primers out shooting the guns we build shooting large rifle primers. So my point is, if the small rifle primer is ever so slightly more accurate, it's such a small slice of the pie, why would you care? So buy the case with the primer size of the primers you have in stock, right?
Got it.
And because it's not going to matter, except unless you live in a cold area, never buy a Creedmoor with a small rifle primer if you're talking about a weapon used for defensive use, because you need the higher brassance, the flash, the stronger flash. That's what brassance is the strength of the flash of the primer. You need that heat in cold weather to reliably get this velocity, pressure, and trajectory in colder climates. So in a lot of ways, there's not much to be gained by the small rifle primer, and there's a whole hell of a lot to lose if you're in a colder climate.
Thank you so much for those answers, Sam. Before I let you guys go, I just want to give you a quick plug. The website, Sam, is really clean. I like it. I'm so glad to see you off of Facebook, and congratulations on getting that set up. I think it's perfect for what you're doing, and thank you again for all of the time and energy you put into answering all these questions. Have a great day, guys.
Well, thank you, Ty. I appreciate the call. Good to hear your voice, brother.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Good to hear yours. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Ty. We got a follow-up on Eric Clapton at Republic Broadcasting Network. That's republicbroadcasting.org. There's an interview with Eric Clapton. The headline says, Eric Clapton feared he would never play again after COVID shot. And
wow.
It's him talking on video here.
So what you're saying is the rumors are true and it came straight from the horse's mouth.
It's him saying in his own words, his own face. Absolutely. Yep.
I can't believe, you know, Eric Clapton's a smart guy. I can't believe he was silly enough to take that stupid vaccine. You know, for anyone that can hear my voice and understand me speaking in English, you are a human being. You are not a lab rabbit. Do not take this vaccine.
Well, up the street from me was a former resident of Rusty Young, the lead guitar for the band Poco. He died 33 days after getting a COVID shot.
My.
I know.
I remember Poco. That was a great band.
Yeah. Well, they were still playing, and they had a concert scheduled here in Sealville at Wildwood Springs this coming fall, but it'll be a memorial concert now instead. We got another caller here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. John, it's just a coincidence. It's only 33 days. There's nothing
right
to look at here. Okay?
Right.
Sam, I've got a question. This is probably easy. I've already made my decision, but I compared two guns, two handguns that I'd come to find out they've been compared quite a bit, but I didn't know it when I did mine. The Bodyguard and the LCP2. I've made my decision. I want to know, given those two, which one would you choose and why? I want to compare mine with yours.
Well, you know, the Bodyguard, I'm assuming you either got a 9mm or a 380. Tell
They're
me what caliber
380s.
You got.
They're both 380s.
And the LCP2. Describe that gun. I think I know what you're talking about, but tell me,
it's
is that a
Ruger,
revolver or semi-auto? I know it's a Ruger.
It's a semi-auto, very similar to the Kel-Tec P380, except a lot nicer. But, I mean, it's a similar size, similar, you know.
Same class
so
as
given
the
those two, correct, they're both subcompact.
And it's Smith & Wesson Bodyguard, correct?
Correct. Both fixed sights, no bells and whistles, something to stick in your pocket.
So
for me, to know which one you would.
Making the decision for me, I would prefer the one that fit my hand the best and had the best trigger. You know, and I haven't.
And
I
in your opinion,
those,
what would that?
I have a triple extra large hand, so obviously I'm not buying either of those pistols, right? So, in all honesty, I have no experience shooting either of those things. I couldn't get two fingers on the grip of those things, right? So for me, I would have to ask the question: A, which one fits your hand the best, and which one had the best trigger? Because they're both way too small.
They both fit my hand. I do have a large hand, but I can shoot I'm comfortable with a small grip. I chose the LCP-2 because of the trigger. Got a
there
better trigger than the Smith.
Well, there's your answer.
Well, I thought maybe I'd run it by... John, are you familiar with them, and which one would you choose?
I'm not familiar enough with either
I'll be honest with you. I've sold both of those pistols. I've never had a complaint about either one. But I'll tell you this, I would never use a 380 for defensive work. I really wouldn't. That's a little sketchy for me. Now, maybe it's a backup gun in an ankle holster
or something.
I've got a 40.
I've got a 23. Well, it'd be a pocket. I've got
gotcha.
A 23, and I'm not big enough to really carry a 23 comfortably.
So let me ask you a question, John. Do you have a pocket holster to go in your pocket when you put that gun in your pocket?
Absolutely.
Or are you just sticking the pistol in there?
No, absolutely.
Good, good. You know, a lot of people, John, they make a mistake. They buy these little pocket handguns, and they just slide it into their pocket. And that is a profoundly bad idea. That's how you shoot yourself in the leg, you know, or in the groin. it's a really bad idea. They make, and a lot of people don't even know this, they make these little pocket holster sleeves that if you're going to carry a pocket pistol, you can place the pistol in that little pocket holster and then stick the whole thing in your pocket. And then the trigger guard's covered. So if the trigger can't hang up on something that's in your pocket and accidentally shoot you or your friend. And they're a really good idea.
Or if you catch it on a car door or anything else, you know. I mean,
exactly.
You don't want to shoot yourself in the leg. That's a slight hindrance.
You know, I'll tell
you
a funny story.
Well, thank you.
There was a guy
Go ahead.
In St. Charles County. A police officer, good guy, right? Been on the force at the time this incident happened, probably been on the force for 17 years. Great guy, great sense of humor, served his community, was a fair policeman that respected people's rights, right? And we're in a bar playing darts one night, and he's got this new pistol of his, and he's carrying it. He stuffed this pistol inside his belt of his pants, in the front of his body, pointed at his groin, right in the front. And he had this pistol there, and he had a big sweatshirt hanging over it. Well, at some point in the evening, he'd had a couple of drinks, and he was thinking, well, I got to show my buddies my new pistol. And he pulled this thing out, and he did the Doc Holliday thing with it. And we're all like, whoa, man, easy there, killer. Put that pistol away. It's cool. We love it. Now put it back. And he stuffs this thing back in his pants. And as he stuffs the pistol in his pants, the waistband slips off his finger, right? Off his left hand, slips off his finger, catches his trigger finger. And as he stuffs it down, the pants help his trigger finger pull the trigger. And he shoots himself in the leg. Now he's lying on the ground. On his side, bleeding all over the place, and he looks up at me and he goes, I can't believe I just shot myself in the leg. And we're all like, oh God, man, somebody get some combat gauze out of the truck and let's help this guy, right? You know, it was just one of those moments where you could see it start to go bad. You know, alcohol and guns don't mix in the first place, and playing tricks, doing trick stuff, spinning a loaded pistol around your finger is a profoundly bad idea. And then carrying a holster, or carrying a pistol without a holster, you know, so there was just air after air after air layered on top of each other. And we all kind of knew. You could just feel something bad was going to happen, and it did. But luckily he shot himself, and he stopped being so silly.
Whole new meaning to keep it in your pants, right? All right.
Take care. Never really thought of it that way. But yeah, pocket holsters are a good thing, guys.
We got a break. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 3rd of May. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The same equipment that the Army, the Navy, the Air Force uses for their vehicles, you can get also at EMP Shield at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday. Visiting with Sam Andrews, you want to get a custom rifle built, sign up for a class. Here's that phone number, 417-718-2597. Is John still there? Are you still there, John? Okay, John's gone. Thank you for the call, John. Sam, how about a firearms tip of the week, sir?
Well, we had a number of failures this weekend, and so I'm going to give two tips of the week. We saw some interesting things happen. So one thing is, when you're actually firing your firearm, you are responsible for knowing what your target is. You are responsible for knowing what's behind your target, what's to the side of your target, both sides, and what's between you and the target. Okay? And so you want to make sure that when you pull the trigger in practice, that your bullet hits the vertical face of a berm. Okay? Now, if you're shooting steel, it's good. The bullet's going to hit the steel and fragment. Provided your steel target is the proper hardness. If you So don't put up aluminum or steel targets that aren't armor plate, because what happens is, I had a buddy do this last week. He had a steel target and he went out to practice and he shot the target with his AR-15, and the face of the target, the steel was soft. It was like normal steel. It wasn't like A500 or A550 hexalloy, which is what we use to make targets with. It was just a standard sheet of steel that was half an inch thick. He shot the target, and the bullet cratered the steel. Well, that missing steel, that part of the target that got blown off the face of the target, backsplashed and hit him in the leg. Okay, and it cut him. Now, if that had been a foot and a half higher and had gone through his femoral artery, he would have been in a lot of trouble. And that steel tends to backsplash off in a disc the size of a nickel. And so you've got to be really smart when you practice on steel targets. Don't get too close. Make sure they're target grade steel. Okay, that's kind of an important thing. And that my second tip of the week is, we had some people with handguns that had triggers that didn't reset properly. So I want to tell people about this, because I think it's an important thing to understand. When you buy a gun to defend your life with, there's about a 90% chance you're going to have to defend your life in the dark. Most attacks happen after dark. Okay, so guns are designed in a way that you can feel the trigger reset. They're designed in a way that you can feel the controls. Okay, and the procedures that we train people on is so that everything you have to do to operate a pistol or a rifle can be done in the dark by feel. You don't have to look. Now, here's the interesting thing. When you pull the trigger on a properly made handgun, the trigger feels different when the slide's locked back. You don't have to look at the slide and see that you're out of ammo and that it's locked back. You can feel it the second you go to pull the trigger. So when you feel that particular feeling, the gun is telling you it's empty. So in the dark, you know it's empty, and you need to get that empty magazine out and reload a new magazine with ammo in it and get the slide closed and get back in the fight. Some of these pistols out there, their triggers act the same and the reset acts the same as it does when there's ammo in the gun. So there's no way to tell if you're empty or not if you're fighting in the dark. Don't buy those pistols. Okay? Make sure that the trigger is different on reset with the slide back than it is when the slide's forward and the gun's loaded.
Good advice.
So there's two tips for this week. Make sure you're shooting target grade steel if you're practicing on steel targets, and don't use a pistol to defend your life with. Don't count on a pistol that doesn't have a trigger that you can properly read.
Outstanding. That's excellent advice. We got a bottom of the hour break coming up here momentarily, and take your questions, calls, and comments at 512-248-8252. Any updates on the legal matter involving Freedom Center, sir?
No, we're still in the discovery process, waiting to do depositions. Now, I do want to tell people, there is a report in the Western Journal on June 8th that named me. This is supposed to be a conservative newspaper. And they named me, they said, Sam Andrews encouraged gun violence on January 6th.
Oh, come on.
We'll talk about that after the break.
Oh, come on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fix bayonet.
Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have
back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 14th day of June. The month is almost half over, isn't it? My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. My webmaster is on vacation, so we don't have the updates on the daily intelligence briefing. He'll be back, I think, one day next week. He's having a great time. Well-deserved rest for my friend Tim Spencer, my webmaster. In the meantime, there's lots of things in the COVID panels, dozens of articles and videos. I should mention the articles and videos featuring Dr. Mike Yeadon, former vice president, director of research at Pfizer, saying that these COVID vaccines will kill people. That's very important. Also, our website, we have energy cleaners. We're getting caught up. I believe this week it's been a struggle getting the computer chips, but Tom's working on it. And we hope to be getting all the back orders caught up. And, of course, we're accepting new orders to help people get their life back, get past the arthritis pain, and sleep as good as a small child overnight, like I do. Check out the energy cleaner and the mattress pads that go with it at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal. You can call my toll-free R line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday, taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. The telephone number is 512-248-8252. If you want to place an order for Sam to have a custom rifle built, that'd be a great thing. Just give him a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. And Sam, you will customize the rifle to fit the customer's requirements, won't you, sir?
Absolutely. We are really, really good at designing a system that will fit a person perfectly and allow them to maximize their performance with that type of weapon.
That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. And the turnaround time would be average how many weeks or months, sir?
Right now, we're probably 4 months on an AR-15. We're probably a year and 2 months on a bolt gun, on a custom bolt gun.
Okay.
And that's because the stocks and the actions are over a year lead time out now because of all the demand.
Now, you also sell factory standard AR-15s also, don't you, sir?
Sure, we sell guns just like a regular gun store, but the difference between us and everybody else is we build these super accurate, super durable, super reliable semi-auto AR-15s.
All right. Well, that's good to know. And so if you want to have your firearms needs met, which would be firearms, optics, ammunition, we haven't talked about thermal imaging for a while. What's the status of thermal imaging? Is it still more or less available?
Well, we're getting the IRAs on a regular basis, and we're getting Trigicons on a regular basis. And we've kind of dropped the Pulsar line because somebody convinced Pulsar to stop bringing their sights into the U.S. And it just like FLIR, politics has overtaken the executives of Pulsar, and they're not shipping product in any significant volumes to the United States. So, and you know, we had guys with Pulsars on order for 3-4 months, and I just called each one of those customers up and said, hey, how about rather than the Pulsar that you had on order, how about we get you an iRay that has a better quality sensor in it and a 5-year warranty? And every one of my customers said, absolutely, let's do it. So we converted everybody over to the iRays, and they're amazing. I mean, they're really, really good. Absolutely the best bang for your buck in the thermal industry.
Well, that's good to know. So the thermal imaging is available. And what's the turnaround time to place an order and take delivery?
The iRays we've been shipping out in less than 2 weeks typically. And the Trigicons are about 5 weeks. So depending on what model will determine the lead time and the weight. But, the Trigicons are the really high end. And the iRays are about $3,000 cheaper and have a better warranty than even the Trigicons. Now, they don't do everything the Trigicons do. They don't have edge detect and some advanced features, but they do a lot of things really, really well.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. And what about body armor and ballistic helmets and gas masks?
Body armor, gas masks, chest plates, plate carriers. We have all that stuff in stock.
Okay. That's good to know also. If you got a question or comment for us, we got open lines at 512-248-8252.
So, John, here's this article that was in the Western Journal.
Oh, please.
Written by this clown, Eric Nanneman, on June 8th. Bombshell report. Capitol cops knew about January 6th, weeks ahead of time, could have stopped it, but didn't. Okay, now, in this article, this fraud of a reporter writes, on December 22nd, the Intelligence and Interagency Coordination Division received significant intel about the rising likelihood of violence, including an email with the subject, threats to bring guns into D.C. The latter email, written to the Assistant Director of the Intelligence and Interagency Coordination Division, summarized a video of Sam Andrews, a former leader of the Missouri branch of Oath Keepers, and a report on the website of the Hagman Report that described Mr. Andrews as encouraging armed conflict on January 6th. Now, anybody that watched any of these videos or listened to any of your podcasts, I would challenge you to come up with video where I encourage armed conflict on January 6th. Because if you recall, John, what I said was Americans should be getting their guns and ammo together and moving toward D.C. and be there on January 4th to talk to their representatives and senators. Not only did I not encourage armed conflict, I encouraged people to communicate with their representatives and ask them to do the right thing. And not only did I not never mention January 6th as the date to create armed conflict, I told people to be there on the 4th so they could speak with their representatives and senators before the vote on the 6th. And so we are looking in to suing this clown Eric Nanaman in the Western Journal. And here's how. I want you guys to understand this very clearly. This is how the federal government attacks people that speak the truth. The latter email written to the assistant director of the they never tell you who wrote the email. They do this all the time. Anonymous sources say, or an email written to the assistant director, and then they name this agency to make it sound important, summarized a video of Sam Andrews encouraging armed conflict, right? This is their statement. One is, I never encouraged armed conflict. I told people, know the gun laws of D.C. before you go and follow the laws, right?
Right.
Well, first off, I don't encourage armed conflict. I encourage people to defend themselves. I don't encourage aggression, right? The second thing is, never talked about the 6th. The third thing is, they never name the source of the accusation. This is what the FBI does. They go to their friends in the media and they say, we want to get this guy, so we want you to put out an article. Then we're going to take that article to a judge and use that to get probable cause for a warrant, and then we'll go get the guy. It's like circular reasoning.
Right.
There's no legitimate source.
Pretty amazing. Pretty disgusting at the same time. The Western Journal, is that a ink on paper publication, online, both?
Well, I know they're online. They used to be ink on paper. I don't know if they still are. But here's the point, John. The Justice Department of the United States and the FBI are morally bankrupt criminal cabals, and they attack innocent people just like they attacked that woman in Alaska, broke her door, kicked her door in, and served her with a warrant for stealing Nancy Pelosi's laptop because they had a picture of a woman within 10 years of this woman's age that didn't look anything like her. And they literally, the FBI exists to persecute the political enemies of the clowns that run the Department of Justice and run the White House right now.
Well, we saw that multiple times during the Trump administration, didn't we, sir?
Well, in the Obama administration, the right. IRS attacking conservative organizations in Texas, right. Eventually they got sued, and the director of the IRS had to retire. She should have been put in jail. But all they do is these people have blanket immunity. They get away with murder, literally. And what they need to do is to be put in handcuffs and serve life sentences. They're all criminals. And all the people in everybody's like, oh, I know good FBI agents. Really? If you're law enforcement and a federal agent and your boss is committing crimes, don't call yourself law enforcement. You're a criminal too, because you're watching him do his thing on a regular basis and you did nothing to stop him.
That's right. Well said. We got a couple of calls on hold. First, we got Dean in California. Good morning, Dean.
Morning. Sam, I had an ammunition AR-10 question, and I built this AR-10, and I'm shooting Hornady Black 168 grain VMAX, and it works flawlessly, but But the other day I switched to a 168 grain Federal Premium Match King, and the bullet will stop right at the ramp, and then the back of the case will be sitting in the magazine, and then the bolt is smashing the shoulder. And I'm wondering, is there a tweak I can do to that to make it
yes.
work?
So you have aluminum mags or plastic mags?
I have both, but I was using a metal one at the time.
Okay, so with the metal mags, if the lips are low, you'll get that situation happen. You'll get what's called a bolt override, and the friction of the bolt dragging against the side of the round will push it halfway out of the case, so you'll have the back trapped under the lips, and you'll have the front jammed against the barrel extension.
Mm-hmm.
And so all you have to do is very carefully tweak the lips up about 15, 25 thousandths of an inch. Just a very small move on the lips. A lot of times we'll inadvertently drop our mags when we're doing a mag change, or the cutout on the mag where the stop is that locates the mag will locate it slightly low, and you'll get this bolt override situation. So if you can bend the lips up very carefully of the magazine on both sides, just slightly and evenly from front to back, and then maybe tweak the front of the lips closest to the barrel up just 5 thousandths more, change the angle of that, the bolt will get the back of the round, not the top of it, and it'll strip it out properly and feed it. But generally, that's a magazine lip height issue.
Okay.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
The other day, I picked up some Federal Premium 185-grain juggernauts because they had them, and I said I'd get them. The heavier bullet in 308, what is that good for, especially that size?
Well, here's the thing. So when you want to understand what works the best, you need to start with what are you shooting and at what range. Because most people make similar mistakes. They pick a bullet that's too heavy and too hard if they're shooting live targets. Now, if you're punching paper, then you want the bullet that has the best wind deflection and the best accuracy out of your gun. And your barrel will like certain ammo more than others. But if you're trying to kill a target that's alive, if you're shooting a mammal, maybe it's a human, maybe it's a deer, I don't know. Depends on what you're doing with it. But generally, the longer, heavier bullets perform better past 500 yards, and the shorter, lighter bullets perform much better inside 500 yards. Personally, for the 308, I much prefer the 155 grain Cenar loaded by Lapua. And if you're a hand loader, you buy the 155 Cenar L and you hand load it. And now you've got a round that's supersonic past 1,000 yards, is incredibly flat compared to, say, the juggernaut bullet, and performs really well all the way out to 1,000 on live targets.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you for the call, sir. Our next caller is Brian in Texas. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Sam. How are you, sir?
Hey, Brian, good to hear your voice. How are you doing?
Doing great. Quick question on you to get towards the end of the show. 800X, you recommend for 9mm as far as reload. What would be your next grain or next type of powder you would recommend?
Well, if you're loading defensive ammo for a 9mm, you want to use a very light, fast hollow point. So if you know the equation for energy, it's mass times velocity squared, right? So if we increase the mass 10%, we increase the energy delivered to the target 10%, as long as the bullet doesn't overpenetrate. If we increase the velocity 10%, we have to square that, 1.1 times 1.1, so we increase the energy 21% to the target. So since the 9mm is a little marginal on energy for defensive work, we want to use a light, fast bullet that will create a large temporary wound cavity and stop the threat quicker. So I like the 90 to 95 grain bullets for the 9mm, the hollow points. My first choice is plus P brass with 800X. You'll get the most velocity and the least amount of pressure of anything we've tested. My second choice would be the powder made by Hodgson's called Tight Group.
Okay.
Now, if you can't find either of those two, go to the powder burn chart and choose something in between Tight Group and 800X in burn speed and test with that if you can find something in between those two. But that's the range that works the best from a speed standpoint, gives you the highest velocity with the least amount of pressure.
All right.
Okay. If you want to hold on and you have another question, we'll do it after.
I have another question. Yeah.
Okay, hold on, Brian. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We got a follow-up here question by Brian. Go ahead, Brian.
Last one is the on that 53 VMAX, what's the amount of grains of powder on that benchmark or that 4895 you recommend to work up to?
We have found in most AR-15s that 26.5 grains of benchmark works the best. Now, I would encourage you, if you're hand loading and you have a free floated barrel, not to just go with 26.5. I would start around 25.7 and test in 1/10 of a grain increments going up. And when you get a cold gun, kick a round out at 330, and when the gun's warm, it kicks the round out at 230, and your barrel harmonics, you get very little vertical dispersion in the load. If you can do all of those things with the same powder charge, that's the one I'd pick.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. I appreciate it. And thank you for your time. And John, Mr. Moore, by the way, you're correct. I called on Thursday. That is a skid steer. Just so you know, I used to say forklift, but it was a skid steer. So okay. Just so you know, the Thursday call.
Real
yes.
Good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. You bet.
All right. Well, Sam, we've got about 2 minutes here for you to conclude your comments for the day and the week, sir.
Well, it's great that this election fraud is unraveling. We shouldn't be banning AR-15s. We should be banning governors that kill our grandfathers and grandmothers. Cuomo should be in jail. This election fraud needs to come to the surface and the truth needs to come out. And it looks like these threads are breaking and stuff starting to unraveling. A Georgian election official had to admit that they lost documents and can't verify ballots. Hacking software were discovered on the Dominion voting machines in a key battleground state. I mean, all of this stuff is starting to come to the head. And these people need to be exposed, and these people that promoted these flipping poison the thing that they call a vaccine that's not even a vaccine, we need Nuremberg trials to hang the Cuomos and these vaccine clowns like Dr. Fauci. We need to hang them high in trees and video it for the whole world to see. These people are mass murderers.
They
and
are.
They're as bad as Hitler, and they need to go.
Well, if you go by body count, they're going to far exceed what Adolf Hitler did, far exceed that.
You know, all of these people that deny the existence of God and are part of these criminal cabals, you know what? There's three things that aren't long hidden, the sun, the moon, and the truth. So get ready, folks. It won't be long, and we'll be coming for you.
Absolutely. Well said, Sam. Have a great week. We'll look forward to having you back next Monday, sir.
Thank you, John. Let freedom ring. Have a wonderful week.
Okay. Okay, that was Firearms Monday. That was wonderful, as always. It's wonderful. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today. Because